Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Untitled, the album show with Uma and Ezra, and today we're listening to the breakout album by Billy Joel, his 1977 release, The Stranger.
Now, this first song features one of the many characters we meet on The Stranger. It's called Moving Out, or Anthony's Song.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Like I said earlier, the first of the many characters we meet on The Stranger is Anthony, a Long Island grocery store worker with dreams of making it big. And when writing this song, Billy Joel once said that he was thinking about a kid who's been living at home and getting a lot of pressure from his family to go on his own way, and Anthony just wasn't into the whole upward mobility thing.
That sort of resistance to societal pressures was a theme that Billy Joel would hit again and again. The single reached number 17 on the Hot 100 and has remained a key part of his live acts for the past four decades. Its fame only grew when it became the title of his 2002 Broadway show.
Now, this next song didn't have an intro when Billy Joel began tracking it. He wanted to create an evocative mood, sort of like what Orson Welles did in The Third Man, but he couldn't quite come up with anything. So Billy Joel whistled an idea merely as an example of something that could be emulated on an instrument. And the story goes that when he asked his producer, Phil Ramone, what that instrument should be, he said, "You just did it. The rest is history."
Here it is, The Stranger.
Thank you. face that we hide away forever, and we take them out and show ourselves when everyone has gone. Some are satin, some are steel, some are silk and some are leather. They're the faces of a stranger, but we love to try them on. So many secrets, there are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in yourself? That I came home to a woman that I could not recognize. When I pressed her for a reason, she refused to even answer. It was then I felt the stranger kick me right between the eyes. Disregard the danger, though we share so many secrets. There are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger?
Originally, George Martin was in talks with Joel to produce the record, but Martin didn't want to work with Joel's touring band, and instead Phil Ramone sat behind the boards. And after the album's release, Martin sent Joel a note which said, "You were right, I was wrong, I should have considered working with your band, congratulations." Hard to argue with, the Beatles' main producer.
Yep, and he was very wrong, because this album would end up being Joel's greatest work, and the smash breakthrough hit that transformed this brilliant schlub from Hicksville into a worldwide musical sensation. 6 weeks at number 2 on the chart, 2 Grammy Awards for Just the Way You Are, 4 singles on the Hot 100 certified diamond in sales. That's 10 million copies.
And speaking of Just the Way You Are, Billy Joel originally didn't want Just the Way You Are on The Stranger. He felt it was this gloppy ballad destined to be played at weddings. It didn't sound like the rest of the album, and he thought it would bring it to a crashing halt. Phil Ramone, the producer, however, thought it was essential. And so to convince Joel that he was right, he brought Linda Ronstadt and Phoebe Snow into the studio. They heard the song, and Linda Ronstadt goes, "Are you crazy? That's a great song." And Phoebe Snow said that he had to put it on the album.
Joel also said that Linda Ronstadt was pretty cute and that he was happy that she liked it, and that was part of the reason why he put it on the album. Here it is, the smash hit played at weddings the world over, Just the Way You Are.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion, don't change the color of your hair. Have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation, never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. Tell you believe in me the way that I believe in you. I said I love you, that's forever. This I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Hey. I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
That was Just the Way You Are. We've dedicated today's episode of Untitled to Billy Joel's genius work In the Stranger. This is Untitled, the album show on BFM 89.9.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Beyond Frivolous Matters. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Untitled, the album show you're on with Uma and Ezra. We're listening today to The Stranger by Billy Joel. Now, by the summer of 1977, Billy Joel was hanging on to his Columbia Records contract by a tiny thread. Piano Man may have been a fluke radio hit in 1973, but he never sold many albums. And the effort prior to that, 1976's Turnstiles, peaked at a pathetic number 122. Nobody remembers that, really. Basically, if he didn't come through with his next album, he was pretty much gone.
Yeah, as Joel saw it, a big part of the problem was that his albums never came close to matching the power of his live show. Columbia kept teaming him up with studio bands and producers that failed to truly understand his music. But by 1977, Joel had an incredible new batch of songs in his back pocket and a new producer named Phil Ramone eager to work with him and his road band, and the consequence of which was this. It hit shelves on September 29th, 1977, and was an instant hit.
Here now is Joel's multi-part epic that gets crowds singing along at the top of their lungs and even tearing up a little near the end. It's called Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place. You and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant. I got a new wife, got a new life, and the family is fine. Oh, lost touch long ago. You lost weight, I did not know. You ever looked so nice after so much time. Do you remember those days hanging out at the Village Green? Engineer boots, leather jackets, and tight blue jeans.
So the actual Italian restaurant that inspired this song was Fontana di Trevi, which used to be across the street from Carnegie Hall. Billy Joel had dinner there with Phil Ramone a lot in the early days of conceiving The Stranger, and this song was actually three different tunes that they sewed together.
Oh.
The Italian restaurant song, Things Are Okay in Oyster Bay, and the Ballad of Brenda and Eddie. And taken as a whole, they chart the doomed marriage of quintessential Long Islanders Brenda and Eddie. It was never a proper single, this song, but it became Joel's single most beloved tune.
Brenda and Eddie were the populist daddies and the king and the queen of the farm. Riding around with the car top down. Nobody looked any finer. Always more of a hit at the Parkway Diner. We never knew we could want more than that out of life. Sure, Brenda and Eddie would always know how to survive. Oh, 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 oh. Brenda and Eddie were still going steady in the summer of 75. When they decided the marriage would be at the end of July. Said they were crazy. Brenda, you know that you're much too lazy, and Eddie could never afford to live that kind of life. Oh, but there we were waving Brenda and Eddie.
bosses, a matter of course, and they parted the closest of friends. Then the king and the queen went back to the green, but you can never go back there again. Oh, 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 oh. And the lady had had it already by the summer of 75. From the height of the low to the end of the show for the rest of their lives. They couldn't go back to the greasers. Best they could do was pick up their pieces. We always knew they would both find a way.
Was terrific. That was Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Now, even though this isn't a concept album, The Stranger definitely feels like one. The songs have an incredibly fluent vibe between each other, with shifts in how slow or upbeat a song might be feeling, both natural and appropriate. Each song has been proclaimed as having its own story to tell, but the themes are consistent and persistent from one to the next, creating this wonderful balance through the moods. And this is further reinforced by how a perfect mix of pop, rock, blues and jazz are implemented, you know, whether light or prominent.
We're listening today to The Stranger by Billy Joel. More music coming your way after the news, only on Untitled, the album show, BFM 89.9.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Untitled, the album show with Ezra and Uma, and we're listening today to The Stranger by Billy Joel. And much like his previous album, Turnstiles, The Stranger has a lot in common with its predecessors. One of the many key strengths and reasons for Joel's success has been the narrative in his lyrics, which has frequently shone through even the less successful tracks. And though his previous and subsequent works were certainly great indications of this, the tales we're told in The Stranger are sung and played so much more beautifully than before.
Joel and the band truly took initiative when mixing pianos, saxophones, flutes, organs, tubas, and more to make for an irresistible combination throughout. One reason all of this stands out in The Stranger, compared to its, I guess, its predecessors, is that each track is given dedicated treatment. So unlike Piano Man, which was sparsely adorned by these points, every song from Moving Out through Everybody Has a Dream is caressed by delicate production and wonderful performances. This is to say that each moment is more than distinguishable from the next.
Here now is the next track, Vienna.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Hey, but you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight. Too bad,
but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Now, Billy Joel didn't spend much time with his father as a kid, but a few years after his career took off, he visited him in Vienna, Austria, and they reconnected. On the trip, Billy Joel saw an old lady sweeping the streets and told his father he pitied her for having to do such menial work. His father replied, "She's being useful and she's doing a service that benefits everyone. She's not just sitting at home wasting away, and she's got dignity." Now, this made Joel realize that Austrians have a very different perspective on life than Americans, and he also found himself enjoying the slower pace of existence there, and all of this was poured into the lyrics for this song we're hearing now.
Vienna waits for you. And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
That was Vienna. Okay, so here's what you need to know about this next track. Originally, Billy Joel had the crazy idea that Only the Good Die Young should be a reggae song.
Oh, God.
Complete with him singing in a Jamaican accent. And thankfully, his longtime drummer, Liberty DeVito, that's the best drummer name of all time, Liberty did everything he could to bring him to his senses. He threw his sticks at me and went, "I hate reggae," and you know, that's Billy Joel. And why are you singing like that? The closest you've been to Jamaica is the Long Island Railroad. They then arranged the song in the rocking arrangement that became famous, and even if the line "Catholic girls start much too late" was guaranteed to upset more than a few people for years to come, look, here it is. Only the good die young.
Charmouth, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. Laughing a bit too loud, oh, but that never hurt no one. So come on, Virginia, show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Oh, baby.
you're the one. You know that only the good die young.
Was Only the Good Die Young. And now this next track is another one that you've likely heard at weddings and birthday parties.
Now, She's Always a Woman is one of the many songs Billy Joel wrote in the 70s, and this is about his wife Elizabeth Weber. She was his manager for a period of time, which upset a lot of old school music business folks who didn't like seeing a woman in position of power. And Billy Joel wrote it as a commentary on women in business being persecuted and insulted. Well, they divorced in 1982, but that hasn't stopped him from singing the song in concert.
This is She's Always a Woman.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Care of herself, she can wait if she wants, she's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out, and she never gives in, she just changes her mind. She'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. She can't wait if she wants, she's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out, and she never gives in, she just changes her mind. She is frequently kind, and she's suddenly cruel. She can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. And she can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
She's Always a Woman. Folks, we're listening today to The Stranger by Billy Joel. Just two more tracks to go on Untitled, the album show on BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. It's Untitled, the album show. Uma and Ezra here with you. And we've been listening today to The Stranger by Billy Joel. It's an incredibly well-rounded album. So much so, picking out The Stranger's best points is pretty challenging. Both the title track and we heard scenes from an Italian restaurant, their immediate call out since they show Billy Joel singing and playing in his utmost prime. The opener, Moving Out, and Only the Good Die Young shows a side of Joel that casual listeners are probably more familiar with. That is, they're on the quicker and more fun side in an upfront way. And even with all that said, the highest recommendation is to hear the album in its entirety.
Which is exactly what we're doing today on this show. Yeah. Now, we've heard the first 7 songs on The Stranger, and they almost read like a track listing to a Billy Joel greatest hits album. But only the true hardcore Billy Joel fans know these final 2 songs.
And there are many.
Yes, there are. But beginning with this one, Get It Right the First Time. The simple tune about making a positive impression with a girl when you first meet isn't exactly radio fare, and he hasn't done it live a single time since the 1970s, but still it's full of solid advice, and I quote, "You get it right the next time, that's not the same thing. Gonna have to make the first time last."
I don't believe in first impressions. Just this once, I hope that looks don't deceive. I ain't got time for true confessions. Gotta make the move right now. Got to meet that girl somehow. Get it right the first time, that's the main thing. Oh, I can't afford to let it pass. Get it right the next time, that's not the same thing. Oh, gonna make the first time last. La 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 la. Good at conversation. I never was much good at coming on real strong. But if all it takes is inspiration, then I might have just what it takes. If I don't make no bad mistakes and I get it right the first time, 'cause that's the main thing. Oh, I can't afford to let it pass. Get it right the next time, that's not the same thing. I don't know how to say those first few words. If I want to put myself in touch, the first few moments mean so much. I suppose it's now or never, before that woman walks right out of my life. Well, just let me pull myself together. Got to give it one good try. Gonna take my chance tonight and get it right the first. That's the main thing. Oh, I can't afford to let it pass. Get it right the next time, that's not the same thing. Oh, gonna make a first time last. La 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 la.
That was Get It Right the First Time, one of the deeper cuts of an album full of standout hits.
Now, this next track, this final track, is as deep a cut as the last one, so much so that the fans that came out to see Billy Joel at the Nassau Coliseum on January 29, 1998, got a pretty big shock when he busted this out, Everybody Has a Dream. Now, previously, Joel had only played it live a couple of tiny shows in Montauk, Long Island in 1991, but this gospel-flavored tune is an ode to the domestic bliss he felt with his then-wife, Elizabeth. And I quote, "Everybody has a dream, and this is my dream, my own, just to be at home and to be all alone with you." The song fades out at the 4:30 mark, but then it kicks back into gear into the whistling intro of The Stranger, bringing this album to a fantastic close.
Here it is, Everybody Has a Dream.
While in quiet desperation as I wander through the world in which I live. I search everywhere for some new inspiration, but it's more than cold reality can give. If I need a cause for celebration or a comfort I can use to ease my mind, I rely on my imagination, and I dream of an imaginary time. Oh, and I know that everybody has a dream. I'm saying, and if a word from you can bring a better day, then all I have are these games I've been playing to keep my hope from crumbling away. So let me lie and let me go on sleeping, I lose myself in palaces of sand and all the fantasies that I will be keeping will make the empty hours easier.
There's a good reason that this album, The Stranger, has been regarded by many as Billy Joel's magnum opus.
Yeah.
The music is simply amazing and defining for both the respective artists and its genre. And like all true classics, however, no words can truly do justice to this album. Most of Joel's albums up to the point of The Stranger's release do justice to what he's best known for. But if there's one that shows him at his very best, well, it's this one.
We've been listening today to The Stranger by Billy Joel. If you missed any part of this program or just want to listen to this remarkable album again, you can do so by downloading our BFM 89.9 app that's available on Apple's App Store and on Google Play. This is Untitled, the album show, BFM 89.9.
Thank you. Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.